Welcome back to a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company here on The Fan, and we continue to check in with Metro and Cedar Valley area boys and girls high school basketball teams. As folks, we're on the back half of the regular season here. District, sub-state, state basketball going to be here before we know it. And like usual, there are so many teams in the area that are contending for a trip to the state tournament, and we're joined by one of the coaches of those teams today. That would be Cedar Falls High School Girls Basketball Coach Greg Grohn. The Tigers are ranked 14th. They are 9-4 overall, 7-1 in the Mississippi Division of the Mississippi Valley Conference. Coach Grohn, thanks so much for your time today. Appreciate you being here. How you doing?
I'm doing well. It's hard to believe that we're already in the middle of January, and you're starting to talk about regional play coming up here soon.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy how fast this end of the year goes. You get into a little bit of a holiday break. Next thing you know, a couple weeks go by, and I'm sure you and your staff are going, hey, we got to get some things kind of polished up here before postseason play gets upon us. But first things first, let's talk about a really nice win last night against Iowa City High, 54-38. Just speak, Coach Grohn, collectively, what did you see from your team and how they got that W?
Yeah, I think just as we've seen in the last few games, we've just been really tuned in on the defensive end and really been doing a lot of work on that end in regards to, you know, how we're defending and playing really well on defense and making it really tough on offenses for other teams. So we've been priding ourselves on that a little bit. We have some work we're still working out on the offensive end, but a lot of good things still coming.
And tell me a little bit more about what's gone into improving that defense, because I would imagine that going into a season, whether it's offense or defense, you and your staff have an idea of what you might have and what might work best. Then you get a sample of what we're looking at now, 13 games, and you go, well, okay, part of that can work, part of it maybe can't work. So, you know, when you kind of maybe circled your wagons and go, here's what we can do to create the best defense with this team. What did that lead you to?
Yeah, you know, we were just starting to get things rolling, and then right before going into break, we just kind of had a sickness and illness hit the team, and it kind of got us out of sync a little bit going into break, and we had a lot of kids out. But then over break, it seemed like we were able to kind of have a few practices where we were able to put some things together. And we knew that, you know, going in and getting reps, we have a lot of kids that have a lot of speed and quickness. We also have some height and we have some rim protectors. And we know the combination of those two things, we can do some things on the defensive end. And they've bought into what we've been doing. They really believe in themselves right now and what they can do on the defensive end. And it's just fun to see them grow from game to game.
You mentioned, you know, suffering some setbacks before the holiday break. Would you point to the illness as a big reason why that three of your four losses this season, you know, all came in a row there toward the end, just before holiday break? Was there maybe a little more that went into that? Because, you know, navigating a stretch where you lose three games in a row, typically, Coach Grohn, it is a little different than if you're suffering three losses in a span of, you know, 3 or 4 weeks or something like that.
Yeah, you know, we played some great teams going into break. Don't get me wrong, but we were missing a couple key players for a couple of those games. We just kind of had to battle through it, right? And we were able to, pick up a win shorthanded going into the Christmas break. But we were just kind of trying to put pieces together, and we really didn't know from day to day who we would have at practice or who we would have at games, just because that bug was kind of going through the team. But we were able to battle through that, and, like I said, we were able to get into the Christmas break after a little time where kids could relax a little bit and get healthy, and we were able to get some things done, and, we're seeing that now coming out of the Christmas break, staying healthy and just competing at a higher level.
Cedar Falls girls basketball coach Greg Grohn, our guest right now on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. Coach, just to circle back to last night's win against Iowa City High, your freshman Karis Finley scores 20 points. Was that a season high, a career high for Karis? And if so, whether it was or not, I mean, just Talk about that performance from her and what stood out to you.
Yeah, you know, Karis, that was a career high for her, and it was fun just to kind of watch her just take that next step in the growth of her being a freshman. She was one that suffered a couple setbacks right before Christmas break, wasn't feeling well, right when she was starting to get her footing, she got sick, didn't play in a couple games, got her to Christmas break, coming out of Christmas break, and it's been fun to kind of see her, as we often see with freshmen. They start to gain that confidence to kind of understand what goes into it, and every game you just see that growth in her, and it was fun to see her kind of have a breakout game on her last night, and just to see what she's really capable of doing on the court.
And how about Gabby Hanks? You get 15 points from your sophomore there. What would you say in terms of what you saw from her? Because she's brought contributions this season, but that certainly looked like a standout game as well.
Yeah, it really is. And lots of times, you know, we talk about stuff that lots of times don't go in the stat book. And lots of times she kind of gets the job of guarding the other team's best player just with her quickness and her ability to defend. So she gets that responsibility a lot of time. And then to see her come and have the offensive performance that she did, shot with the confidence from the three-point, hit a couple big three-pointers for us through during the night. And it was just kind of fun to see her put it together on both ends of the court, too.
And Coach Grohn, what would you say in terms of, you know, the younger players when the calendar flips? Do you feel like maybe there's any sort of commonality season to season where you just kind of get enough game experience under these players' belts, and all it takes is one good game, and then, you know, a number of other things with these young players just kind of snap into focus, if you will?
Yeah, and we kind of knew that coming in. You know, we have a lot of young players. We only returned one from last year's team that had varsity experience. So we knew that the only way that we were going to get better is by playing good teams and getting experience on the court. And the more opportunities you have to play really good teams, you know, the game starts to slow down a little bit, especially for your younger players. And as the game slows down, you're going to see their performances go up. And I think we're getting to that point now where they kind of understand what it takes to be successful in the MVC. They understand the time and the commitment and just, you know, understanding the details that go into every game. And the more they buy into it, you know, the more successful we're going to have.
The varsity returner you're alluding to, Grace Knutson, outstanding junior, just shy of 21 points per game this season. You know, people familiar with your program just know how skilled of a player that Grace is, but what can you tell us, Coach, and being around her every day with, you know, what she's done to be able to raise her game and produce it even in a higher level this season?
Yeah, Grace just all the way around has just stepped up her game in every aspect of it. What I like about Grace is I see her as a very humble leader, and, you know, she knows that she's she wants her teammates to come along, right? And she wants her teammates to do well also. And, you know, no matter what kind of night she has, the biggest thing at the end of the night is, you know, she wants a victory for her team. And so it's been fun to see her step into that leadership role. Sometimes kids don't get to do that until their senior year, and she's mm-hmm. being able to do that as a junior. Just a great leader on and off the court, does a great job, not only vocally, but also just through her actions, you know, every day. And, you know, she's going to continue to grow from game to game and year to year yet, and it's going to be fun to see where she goes.
No doubt about it. A few more minutes here with Cedar Falls High School girls basketball coach Greg Grohn on this Wednesday edition of Colin Company. Coach, we spoke about the defense and how you and your staff and your players have worked to improve that end of the floor with 13 games as well to your credit as it relates to your offense. What would you tell us on, you know, what you've been able to diagnose so far and you know, look at your staff, look at your players and go, hey, you know, we're good. We're off to a really nice start. But if we level up in this particular area here with what we're doing on the offensive end of the floor, we'll be that much hard to play against our opponents.
Yeah, I think, you know, as we continue to look at our offense, you know, early on in the season, lots of times with teams, it comes down, or when you're playing with young players, it comes down to you know, keeping your turnovers down, and making good decisions on the court. And, you know, we were kind of rocky there at the beginning. I felt like after Christmas break here, we've been doing a much better job with that. And the last few games, we've kept, we've been under 10 turnovers a game, which has been really good for us. And, you know, now as we progress, I think we're just looking for more balance, which we were able to get a little bit last night. So we're knocking down turnovers a little bit, and we're getting a little bit more efficient on offense. Now I think our next step is seeing a little bit more balance.
Would it be easy, Coach Groen, to point toward the shot clock and say, this is the biggest thing in terms of what it's meant for us offensively, this is the biggest thing as far as what it's meant for us defensively?
I don't think there's any doubt it's defensively. We've been averaging maybe about one shot clock violation a game, or you know, you're pushing teams to rush a shot at the end. And I think it's just that mindset that, you know, we know that, you know, you're probably going to play defense for 25 seconds. And, you know, and we believe that we can do that. We can do that really well for 25 seconds, you know, compared to the past where you never knew how long you were going to be on defense without the shot clock. And I think just that mindset really helps him on the defensive end, knowing that if we can do that hard for that 25 seconds, good things are going to happen.
Finally, Coach, before I let you go, you've got another tough MVC game. What's new coming up this Friday? Class 3A, third-ranked Cedar Rapids Xavier. It's a rematch from when you fell short on December 16th to Xavier. 55-46 was the final of that one. So, you know, are the maybe lessons of that game still kind of fresh in the mind about what you're going to apply to try to have a successful effort against Xavier this Friday night?
Yeah, you know, I think we went on the road. We were shorthanded. We didn't have a couple girls playing. We had a couple girls get, or a girl get sick during the game. Mm-hmm. We were really, really shorthanded and turned the ball over more than what we wanted to, but still competed on the road. And so we're excited about, you know, hopefully putting together a better game plan than what we did the first time there and just competing at a high level again, playing good defense and, you know, because we know here down the stretch, I think four out of our seven games down the stretch here are against ranked teams, and we know we have a lot of good competition coming up. So we want to make sure that we're putting our best foot forward and we're playing at a high level.
Coach Groen, thanks so much for your time today on the show. Really appreciate it. Always a pleasure to learn more about your team. Best of luck, best of health the rest of the way, and we'll catch up again before the season's over.
I appreciate it. Thanks for covering.